We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Badger Sports Network from Lear Field, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Johnsonville, a family-owned Wisconsin-based company and a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics, served with pride since 1945. Your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers are 2-2, coming off a home sweep of Army last weekend. A couple of exciting games at the Kohl Center. Last Thursday night, Wisconsin and Army scoreless after one. Then Sam Stang scored on a great feed from Roman Ashan early in the second. Army tied it to make it 1-1 after two. And it remained that way with about 5 minutes left when Wisconsin went on a power play. And Anthony Kerr found Jack Gorniak for the go-ahead goal at 14:58. Owen Lindmark and Ryder Donovan added empty net goals. And Cameron Rose stopped 21 of 22 shots as the Badgers picked up their first win of the season, 4-1. Then on Friday, Wisconsin and Army scoreless after one and then scoreless after two. Badgers outshot the Black Knights 32-19 overall, and it took a shorthanded breakaway goal from captain Tarek Baker to win that Friday night finale, 1-0. Jared Moe, the transfer from Minnesota, stopped all 19 shots he faced for his first shutout as a Badger and his second collegiate shutout. So the Badgers are 2-2 and now hit the road for a huge non-conference series against third-ranked St. Cloud State. The Huskies are off to a 3-1 start so far. St. Cloud coming off a 4-3 overtime loss to Minnesota last weekend. In fact, split that home-and-home series with the Golden Gophers. As for the Wisconsin women's hockey team, still ranked number one in the country, 8-0 so far this season, 4-0 in the WCHA after a pair of wins at Minnesota Duluth. On Friday, McKenna Webster scored a couple of power play goals. Kennedy Blair stopped 24 shots, and the Badgers beat the Bulldogs 3-0. Then on Sunday at Amsoil Arena, the Badgers and Bulldogs went back and forth. Sarah Wozdovich had two goals. Maddie Wheeler and Nicole LaMantia also scored, but Wisconsin and Duluth were tied at 4 after regulation. On to 3-on-3 overtime, and Darryl Watts set up Casey O'Brien with a game-winning goal. 5-4 was the final. So Wisconsin, again, 8-0 on the season, ranked number one in the U.S. College Hockey Online poll. And this weekend, Mark Johnson's Badgers host second-ranked and unbeaten Ohio State Saturday at 2 o'clock and then Sunday at 3 o'clock at LeBron Arena. Mark Johnson will be joining us later on tonight around 7:30 or so. But up next, we'll hear from head coach Tony Granato. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. Whether you're looking for your first Cleary building or your fourth, your happiness is still priority one. The Cleary experience is about making your building process exciting and stress-free. Contact Cleary today to set up a free consultation and let your Cleary specialist design the building of your dreams with our DreamMaker 3D software. Experience clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride before the Shamrock Supply.
Hey Badger fans, welcome back to Camp Randall and the Kohl Center, where we come together to celebrate our favorite teams. To celebrate, American Family Insurance wants to give you an unforgettable Badger experience, including sideline passes, tours, exclusive swag, and more. Head over to amfam.com/badgers to enter today. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger fans, Matt LePay here for All Energy Solar. Nothing compares to the energy surrounding the start of Badger season, except for saving money on your home energy bills. Get in the game with All Energy Solar and get your energy-efficient system installed to take advantage of 2021 solar incentives. Going with All Energy Solar means no more renting your power from the utility company. You'll be in control of your energy costs and will save lots of money. Go green with All Energy Solar. Book your appointment today at allenergysolar.com.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. Happy to have head coach Tony Granato join us after a weekend sweep of Army Thursday and Friday, 4-1 and 1-0. And Tony, I tell you, it was fun to watch both games because they both went down to the wire. And you and I had discussed this last week. We knew we would see from Army what you saw from Michigan Tech, a little bit more experienced, hardworking club. And they certainly were and gave you everything that they possibly could. But you made a couple of big plays on special teams both Thursday and Friday, and your goaltending was good. Defensively, you were sound. You had the puck a lot, won a lot of faceoffs. A lot of good things to talk about with that Army series.
There were, for sure. And you look at the first game, pretty much a 1-1 game all the way through. Both goaltenders played well, like you said. Mm-hmm. But the energy in the building, and I want to brag this up because, as you sat on the bench and you looked around, there weren't a lot of people in there on a Thursday night.
Right.
But the student section was alive and well. And the Crease Creatures and that energy that they brought, I made the comment after the game, if you closed your eyes and you just listened as the game went on, you would have thought the place was full. Mm-hmm. So that was really exciting for us. I thought that was really big for the energy in the building. It carried over onto the ice. Both teams, Army, for them, they were coming into our building. They hadn't played in a building this big ever. Yeah. So for them to play in a building like this, it was kind of like their Stanley Cup. And they played like it. I thought our team played as they should, and were competitive and battled and scratched and clawed. And, we had trouble scoring because their goaltender played really well. But, like you said, it took 55 minutes. We finally were able to get that lead. And it was a much-needed victory for our team.
Yeah. A tip of the cap, by the way, to Gavin Abrick, the goaltender for Army. He's from Hayward, Wisconsin. His dad played at UW W. Stevens Point with Paul Caulfield, by the way, back in the day in the early 1990s. He was really good. It's, you know, you face it all the time. You've got a goaltender that, for a lack of a better term, is standing on his head, making some ridiculous saves. The puck doesn't go in, but you were persistent and got the goals when you needed the goals.
And that was really important for our team, because what I thought, what you worry about is when things aren't going well and you're not scoring, the guys get away from the habits you need to be solid. Mm-hmm. And you try to score. And you hang around offensively a little bit longer, and you try, you know, to do some different things to create offense. And it compromises you defensively and leaves you vulnerable. And I thought, you know, both those games, we stuck with the mentality of doing things right throughout the game, and we were patient. The second game was even more dramatic from the standpoint. It went 57 minutes. We had a kill a penalty, mm-hmm. you know, with under 5 minutes to go. And during that kill, we were able to get our game-winning goal by Tarik Baker on the shorthanded situation. So I really liked the weekend for our team. I think it gave us some confidence. The weekend before, we left that series kind of shaking our heads, going, well, you know, geez, we quite weren't ready. We didn't get to our game. And for us to be able to respond in that way, it was really important. It was really important, too, to respect the opponent, to know that they came in and played hard. They might not be a top four team like we're going to play the next 3 weeks, but they played hard. And to be able to respect them and do things right to get the wins were really important for our group.
Yeah. The game one against Army, it's 1-1 in the third. You get a power play, and Jack Korniak scores right at the end of it. But it was a transition-type play, and Anthony Kerr, who I thought was the best player on the ice on Thursday, set up Jack, but both had to do things to make sure that there was that chance there to beat Abrick for that go-ahead goal.
Yeah, it was a really good play. It was, you know, like you said, really late in the power play. Lots of our power play guys had changed, and it was kind of like, you know, Army felt like, geez, we finally killed it off, and Anthony Kerr jumped into play, made a cross-ice pass to Jack, who did a great job. And when you're playing a great goaltender and a guy that's standing on his head, you know, lots of times you overthink when you get the puck and you think, okay, I got to make a perfect shot. Well, his release and catch and release, you know, he didn't let the goalie get a chance to set up, and that's why he beat him. So I think, for Jack Korniak, he's going to be a guy this year that we're going to need to score. He doesn't have to score 40 goals or he's got to replace Cole Coffey field in the lineup, but he's got to be able to contribute, and for him to be able to get a big goal like that, I think gives him a ton of confidence and you know, gives our team a ton of confidence, you know, from the standpoint that we need a big goal, we get it. And like you said, you know, Anthony Kerr was outstanding on Thursday. You know, Daniel Latch is going to be the guy we're going to talk about in a sec, was outstanding on Friday. There's two young D to go along with the rest of our D core. I thought we're really solid, especially since we lost Inamoto and Vorlicki's been out. You know, we're digging into the depth of our defense, which we knew we had, and they stepped up, and that group was outstanding for us over the weekend.
Yeah. Jack Korniak with a game winner on Thursday, and then two empty net goals, Oren Lindmark and Ryder Donovan. And Cameron Rowe stopped 21 shots. He's only given up two goals in the last two appearances he's made, and it looks like he gained a little confidence too. There were a few stops he had to make that were key in that game.
There were, and the one goal he gave up was kind of a fluky one. Guy bounced one on him. They normally don't. You don't see that. You see bad hops on a ground, on a
like
baseball
a Super Bowl,
field,
right,
but that's
right,
kind of
yeah,
what happened.
Yeah.
The puck was thrown in the net and took a weird hop on him and went over him. But I thought, especially when you give up a goal like that, you always wonder how the goalie going to take that. Mm-hmm. And he was, you know, very solid in his performance after that. You could see how confident he was in himself to realize, hey, bad bounce, no problem. And that's what you need out of your goaltender. And when your goaltender's confident and poised and controlled back there, it settles your D down, settles the rest of your team down. And we got that both nights, because the next night, you know, Jared came in there. He didn't have a ton of action, especially in the first two periods. You know, I think he only had the 8 shots. But in the third period there, when they had that power play and they had some zone time, he stood tall and played really well for us. So we knew that our team strength and depth in the net was going to be an important part, a piece of what our team's going to be this year. And for us to have a performance where you give up one goal in two games shows that those two guys were sharp and ready to go.
Yeah, and Jared Moe's 19 saves in game two, including 11 in the third period. Wisconsin won 1-0. And that game, I thought we're going to overtime. But there was a penalty taken by Wisco, and Army all of a sudden is buzzing around a little bit on the power play. Then there's a collision near the blue line after Tarik Baker had jammed the the puck free off the wall, and it bounced right to your captain, and he busts out for a breakaway shorthanded. Didn't deke or anything. He just sniped it. It was a heck of a play. Gave you a 1-0 lead, and that was a winner right there.
It was, and Bakes said when he got back to the bench, he goes, man, I'm glad it wasn't the net, because I didn't know if I could make it back to the bench, because they'd been stuck in our end for over a minute. Army had their best movement of the game in the offensive zone on that power play. They had a few, pretty good chances, and dunked one off the post, and I think that, the penalty killers, we're doing a solid job of trying to keep them to the outside, and to be able to have a big specialty teams goal like that late in the game. Again, the PK the week before gave up quite a few goals, right, and really was, kind of on their heels. And I thought this weekend we were much better, much more confident, much more controlled. And to add a shorthanded goal like that is important for that group as well.
Yeah, positive step you took in many areas this past weekend.
Absolutely, and we had to. I mean, let's face it, the first weekend there was a lot there was not a lot to get excited about of guys getting off to great starts, or units getting off to great starts, or lines getting off to great starts. And you lose two games at home, you got to find a way to get some confidence in the guys. And this weekend was important for us to do it the right way. And that's the part, I think, at the end of the day, I'm glad it wasn't 7-1 us. But I'm glad they were dogfights and battles. And you had a fight for your space and time and the puck in different battle areas. And I think that's why, it was a big, big win for our team to battle 60 minutes both nights to be able to come up with the wins.
And I know we're going long on this segment, but to emphasize your point, too, that's the way you're going to have to win. If you can take a 2-1, 3-2 lead down the stretch and finish off the game, that's so huge. And you were able to do that twice.
You're right. I mean, if you look at the even last year, lots of our games came down to the third
period. It seems like everyone did, right?
Like everyone did. And that's what college hockey is, and that's what it should be. And, you have to get better as the games go along and have to make the right decisions when you are maybe a little bit tired, and you have to stay with your game plan all the way through the game. And for us, our recipe for success is going to be different than it was last year, from the standpoint that last year we, 32 or 33% on the power play. Mm-hmm. All you had to do was draw a penalty and you felt like you were going to score a goal. This year it's going to be grind it out, be patient, be smart, be disciplined, and then, find a way. Now we got to find a way to become a little more creative around their net as far as getting second chances and tips and rebounds. I thought, we were a little bit better at it. We weren't able to solve the goalie, like you said, in either game, as far as to put him in too much of a position where he was, struggling to find rebounds and loose pucks. So I think that's the area now we got to focus on is finding ways to be more aggressive around their net, get rebounds and tip goals and things like that.
Sure. Head coach Tony Granato is with us. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
They come from the basketball court and the yoga studio, from the fairway, the football field, and the five-mile running loop. They come to UW Sports Medicine, not only for injury treatment and prevention, but for programs designed to make everyday athletes better athletes. After all, it's home to some of the best doctors, physical therapists, and athletic trainers around. Call UW Health Sports Medicine to take your game to the next level. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, welcome back to Camp Randall and the Kohl Center, where we come together to celebrate our favorite teams. To celebrate, American Family Insurance wants to give you an unforgettable Badger experience, including sideline passes, tours, exclusive swag, and more. Head over to amfam.com/badgers to enter today. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Badger fans, welcome back to Camp Randall and the Kohl Center, where we come together to celebrate our favorite teams. To celebrate, American Family Insurance wants to give you an unforgettable Badger experience, including sideline passes, tours, exclusive swag, and more. Head over to amfam.com/badgers to enter today. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Head coach Tony Granato is with us. The Badgers 2-2, getting ready for a road trip to St. Cloud State. Before we talk about the Huskies, a couple of other things I wanted to mention from last week, and you mentioned it actually in the first segment. Daniel Lodge, your freshman defenseman, has played well in his first four games. He's long at 6'5". Maybe he's 185 pounds. I can't wait till he puts more meat on his muscle, on his body, but he will at some point. But he's got a skill set that it's awfully difficult to play against if you're the opposing team, isn't it?
He's calm. And you know, he reminds me a little bit of the way Anthony Carr came in, you know, last year as a freshman. Sure. Where you're just, as a young defenseman, you always worry, like, how are they going to handle the forecheck? How are they going to handle the physical play? You know, and the speed and pace of the game, and playing against men. You know, I mean, let's face it, the last two teams we played were much older and bigger. And again, you know, what you said about Daniel Latch, just his confidence for me as a young player has stood out since the day he got, you know, on campus. But to be able to handle that heavy forecheck, to be able to handle being on the ice for that penalty kill late in the game when your team's, you know, in a tie game, and be able to make those plays that he did, says a lot about him, where he's at development-wise, says a lot about how well he was coached coming in. I think that's really important to know. He was with, you know, Luke Strand last year in Sioux City. He was
Luke
with
does the a US great job, too. Yeah.
Program, yeah. You know, the couple years before that, and you know, he's ready now, and that's the one thing you always want to make sure that when you bring players in, they're ready for college hockey. And if you bring them in too early, it takes them a while to settle into it, and sometimes it takes, you know, and certainly in Daniel's case, the extra year in the USHL has given him and fine-tuned the areas he needed to be ready and have an impact, and he was outstanding.
Yeah, you know, last year, among other reasons why you were successful, you put the puck in the net an awful lot, obviously, but you had the puck a lot too, and face-offs were big. I thought you were pretty decent against Michigan Tech, and even better against Army. You won 79 and lost 41. I mean, that's batting almost 65%. That's pretty good.
That's really good. It's something in the past few years we've made a conscious effort on trying to get better at. I know a few years ago we were probably worse than college hockey. So you got to get better. That, I mean, like you said, you need the puck to have a chance to give your skilled players an opportunity, you know, to make the plays that they need to. And our centers have made that commitment. Our wingers have made that commitment. And D-zone coverage, our D have made that commitment to finding the loose pucks. There's lots of 50-50 battles on faceoffs. Probably half of the faceoffs aren't won clean.
Right.
So you're relying on your teammates to help you jump into that, you know, that space to retrieve those pucks. So I think it's a combination of both. And so yeah, that's definitely a good sign. And it's a compliment to our centers. And, you know, if we can, you know, I don't think we're going to be able to keep up that pace of numbers that we had last weekend. But as long as you're getting the majority of the draws back, and as long as you're not losing faceoffs clean, and I think that's where it's big. When you're in D-zone coverage and you take a faceoff in D-zone and they win it clean and they can run a play, you're in a bad spot.
Right.
And so the important thing is, if you're going to lose it, it's a 50-50 battle where it takes a little bit of time to get back to their point man. And if you can do that, then your defensive players can get in position to be able to defend that.
Yeah, and you slid Brock Caulfield into the center position too this past weekend. He did pretty well for you, didn't he?
He did outstanding.
Yeah.
And, you know, for him, he's a versatile player.
Yeah.
At the start of the year, I kind of wanted him to play wing because I like to use him a lot of minutes, power play, penalty kill. And sometimes the minutes at center's a little more grueling than they are on wing. So my thinking was, if I can keep him on wing, he'll be fresher for power plays, fresher for PK. But, you know, after the first weekend, we realized that there, you know, we needed Brock in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
He jumped in the middle. He was outstanding. He played a great, you know, 120 minutes of hockey for us over the weekend. He's a veteran player. He's a smart player. He knows the game. And, you know, he's had his chances. The first weekend he had 14 shots on net.
Right.
You know, this weekend he had a few real good chances as well. So they'll go in for him, and he'll be a guy that we can count on to score goals to us, score goals for us as we move along as well.
Sure. The Badgers move to St. Cloud to take on the Huskies this weekend. We'll preview that series with head coach Tony Granato in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4-game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
Welcome to the show, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks built Ford Tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done. But hurry, Ford Truck Month is one show you don't want to miss.
Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go is mealtime made easy. Just order delicious meals online for convenient curbside pickup or have it delivered. Want breakfast? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Need lunch? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Doing dinner? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Get pancakes, burgers, fried chicken, lasagna, Hai Chai Asian dishes, sushi, pizza, and more. If you're craving it, Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go has it with curbside pickup or delivery. Order today at Hy-Vee.com/mealtime.
Wisconsin heads to St. Cloud State for the first time since November of 2011. Former WCHA rivals, now St. Cloud in the National Collegiate Hockey Conference. Of course, Wisconsin in the Big Ten. First road trip of the year for Tony Granato's squad. I have to ask you, how do you determine roommates for road trips? Because obviously the young men live with different people, whether it's dorms or a house or whatever the case may be. How do you determine roommates for road trips?
Yeah, first of all, you know, we sit down as coaches and we make sure we don't just randomly pull them out of a hat. We try to see who's compatible, okay. What sleeping patterns are based on what, you know, they are. It's important.
Like classes and stuff or what?
No, just so much if guys like to sleep in a little bit or guys like to, just so they're used to each other. So we won't randomly try to select someone. Obviously, with the freshmen coming in, we could try to keep the freshmen together a little
sure.
bit
yeah.
or D partners or line mates. But really, it's important that, you know, they're compatible on how they sleep, how they eat, you know, and things like that. So we do take surveys with each
yeah, okay,
other and
yeah.
kind of say, hey, how do you, what do we think about roommates? We're going to set you up with whatever. And most of the time the guys just go along with it, but we do talk about it and discuss it. Because, I mean, Gary Suter was my best room. Actually, I had
Gary Suter
I had
was your
lots
best
of great, great roommates.
Well,
Wayne Gretzky was pretty darn
yeah,
good, too. Gary Curry was pretty darn good, too. I had some really good ones. But Suits and I, my last 4 years of playing,
yeah.
Suits and I were roommates. And that was really special because,
yeah.
you know, him and I, you know, came to college together. We were freshman buddies and to finish my NHL career and have a chance to room with Suits for the last 4 years was a ton of fun. So it's important. It is. I mean, I had a roommate, you know, every now and then you go, and they like to, you know, watch TV till late at night,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
and you're like, that's, you know, that's not my sleeping patterns. And
mm-hmm,
so you kind of got to compromise in some way to make it work. And,
yeah.
and with Suits, it was easy. With Gretzky, it was easy, obviously. I had some pretty good ones along the way.
Wayne Gretzky was pretty good in his TV.
I thought he was
debut with TNT, wasn't he? Yes.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was very good.
I gave him thumbs up. I sent him a text and said I really enjoyed it. So,
because you were so good at it when you did TV for ESPN.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't good at it. I've had a few second chances, and I feel better about my last couple performances. But my first year after I retired, and you're kidding me about this, but I deserve it because you know they threw me in an NHL playoff series without any sort of tutoring or whatever. They said, "Here's your mic. Go down there, stand on the behind the net, and then we're going to come to you two or three times between each period. And we're going to talk to you, and you give us your feedback." I said, "Hey, that sounds pretty easy." Well, they didn't tell me about the post game when I had to go on the ice and interview players. I've never done an interview in my life, and I'm standing out there with an earpiece.
Sure.
People are talking in my ear,
and you're trying to talk at the same time.
I'm trying to talk and ask questions, and then they're telling me who to go talk to, who to go see, then run into the dressing room and interview this guy and that guy, and I'm like, "Oh, that's too much for me."
Yeah. And you were on TV and you said you held the microphone up in front of your face.
I did.
Right? So they couldn't see your face.
Well, I was hiding. I was a little unhappy with my performance and I hid behind my mic. That's correct.
Oh, you would have, if you would have kept doing it, you would have been great. You know, you've got a future in broadcasting if you wanted to do it.
I have
no future in coaching.
I have a partner. Can I be your partner someday?
Yeah, someday. Sure. When you're retired and you just want to relax.
I appreciate that offer.
I mean, we'll have to talk to Bill Brophy or Ian Perrin. You might have to fight Ian for that.
I could be third guy. I can be somewhere else.
Well, we'll put you down on the ice so you can interview players.
All right, sounds good. I'll be ready.
All right, so you go on the road to St. Cloud State, and this is a team that went to the Frozen Four last year and made it to the national championship game, lost it to UMass. Brett Larson's done a nice job since replacing Bob Motzko, who went to Minnesota and has done a nice job too. St. Cloud split with the Gophers last weekend in a home-and-home series. They're off to a 4-2 start. Really, you look at their numbers don't stand out individually. They didn't even last year when they made it to the Frozen Four. So what makes St. Cloud so tough to play against?
I think they just have an identity on having four lines that roll over. They're stingy in front of their net. They play solid, just two-way hockey. And they have a formula that they've had success with that they stay with. And I just remember Herb Brooks when he started to, you know, get that program up and running. And then you look at, you know, like you said, Motzkow and
Craig Dahl before that, sure. That.
There's been some coaches in there that have left their footprints as to what they think is, you know, a winning formula. And it's kind of all been put together, you know, from that side of things. And you know, they're a legit, you know, top team in the country year after year, and there's a reason for it. And I think their tradition now and their history and the players that they recruit, it's probably going to be an older team like we saw the last two nights, and we got to expect the experience of them not straying far away from their game plan as the game goes along. So we're going to have to be patient. We're going to have to be smart, similar to the way we played against Army. We're going to need the solid goaltending like we got last weekend, and we're going to have to grind it out. And I'm looking forward to it from the standpoint for us. You know, the next 3 weeks present challenges for different reasons. Those three teams in St. Cloud and then Michigan and Minnesota, they're all top four teams for a reason, but they're all kind of different makeups on how they play and how they've gotten to that point. And for us, it gives us a chance to go in and face them, not necessarily just see where we're at, but gives us an opportunity to go in there and show them what we have. Mm-hmm. I think for a scheduling purpose thing, everyone goes, "Wow, man, you guys got your hands full." I said, "No, actually, it's better to have it this way. I'd rather play three teams like this in a row than play three teams at the bottom of of college hockey." And we're going to have an opportunity here, and let's see where we're at. Let's drop the puck and let's let our guys go play hockey.
Yeah, and it's great to go to St. Cloud State, having Michigan Tech in town. You'll be going to Houghton, getting those WCHA schools back on the schedule any way you possibly can. That's fun too. So
it is, and I know our fans appreciate that, and I know it's, you know, when Michigan Tech was here a couple weeks ago, they brought a busload of people down here. They made a lot of noise. Army had a ton of people down here as well. So it's nice to have visiting teams be well represented in our building as well.
All right. Tony, thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Bri.
Badgers and St. Cloud State face off Friday night at 7:30. We're on the air at 7. Saturday night, the puck drops at 6 with pregame at 5:30 on the Badgers Sports Network. We'll tell you what's going on in the Big Ten and hear from Wisconsin women's coach Mark Johnson coming up. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
The game changer, the momentum swinger, the event that changes everything. No, we're not talking about a game-saving play. We're talking about saving lives. The opportunity to do something truly remarkable by registering to be an organ and tissue donor. In Wisconsin alone, there are thousands of people waiting for life-changing transplants. And you can help. To learn more, visit heroicdeed.com.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
You're a proud Wisconsin Badger hockey fan. Get to Kohl's and show your pride with official Badger game day gear for the whole family. Kohl's has the best selection of Badger jerseys, sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, and so much more, all at great Kohl's prices. Save even more with Kohl's Cash, only at Kohl's. Shop in-store or anytime at Kohl's.com. Kohl's is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. At Kohl's, when you're a fan, you're family. Go Badgers!
Welcome to the show, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks built Ford tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done. But hurry, Ford Truck Month is one show you don't want to miss.
Before we talk with Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson, let's run down what happened in the Big Ten last weekend. Michigan went to Duluth and won the Icebreaker Invitational, beat UMD 5-1, then knocked off Mankato 3-2. The Wolverines are 4-0, ranked number one this week in the U.S. College Hockey Online poll. In a home-and-home series, Minnesota fell at home to St. Cloud 2-1, then won in overtime at St. Cloud 4-3 on a controversial overtime goal by Sammy Walker. Minnesota ranked fourth in the country right now, 2-1-1. The Golden Gophers home to play Minnesota Duluth this weekend. Notre Dame won a pair on the road, 2-1 in overtime at Michigan Tech, 5-2 at Northern Michigan. Notre Dame is home to play RIT Thursday and Friday. Also, Michigan State off to a 3-1 start after sweeping Miami. The Spartans play at Lowell this weekend. Ohio State 3-1 after sweeping UConn. The Buckeyes are idle this weekend. Penn State had last weekend off. The Nittany Lions home to play Niagara this weekend. Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson coming up next on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
The injured reserve list. It's where no one wants to find themselves. But we're not just talking about sports. We're talking about everyday life, when pain prevents you from doing what you love. Enter UW Health Orthopedics, the team to turn to for everything from common hip and knee pain to joint reconstruction and replacements, because their game is getting you back in the game. Call UW Health Orthopedics and Rehabilitation for a consultation. UW Health. Remarkable.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Badger fans, Matt LePay here for All Energy Solar. Nothing compares to the energy surrounding the start of Badger season, except for saving money on your home energy bills. Get in the game with All Energy Solar and get your energy-efficient system installed to take advantage of 2021 solar incentives. Going with All Energy Solar means no more renting your power from the utility company. You'll be in control of your energy costs and will save lots of money. Go green with All Energy Solar. Book your appointment today at allenergysolar.com.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Brian Posick with you, joined by Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson. His team is ranked number one in the U.S. College Hockey Online poll, an 8-0 start to the season, 4-0 in the WCHA, coming off a sweep at Minnesota Duluth last weekend, 3-0 win on Friday, 5-4 in overtime on Sunday. The Badgers get 5 of 6 points in the conference series. And Mark, you know, the last time you went to Duluth last year, you wrapped up a regular season conference championship. This year, earlier in the season, of course, Duluth was coming off a win against Minnesota. You figured it would be a bit of a stiffer test than you had seen in the first three weekends against Lindenwood and Merrimack and St. Cloud State, and it proved to be the case.
It was, yeah, and so we knew, you know, what they're capable of. I mean, they bring a lot of players back from, you know, last year's team that, you know, got all the way to the national semifinal in the tournament. Very good team, veterans. They added Jaguar, who was a Patty Kazmaier winner a couple years ago for Clarkson, and is a very good player. And I thought, you know, our Friday game, a little different schedule than we're normal playing. You know, you're playing Friday at noon, so my message all week was, you know, when we wake up Friday, it's going to come quick. I mean, the game's going to come. We're going to have a pregame. We're going to be over there. When they drop the puck, we better, you know, be ready to go. And so first 7 or 8 minutes, you know, was okay. And then I think we really locked in on some of the things that gave us success the rest of the 50 minutes where, you know, we started to play well in the neutral zone. We created some turnovers, got some offensive time by doing that, and got a real feel of what they were trying to do, and we were able to counter that and came away with a real nice 3-0 win. Had a couple penalty kills that that we did well in, and so I was really pleased with our effort Friday. And what really made it nice was we weren't going to play for 48 hours, so instead of humming and hawing for 2 days on what we did wrong and we lost this game, we actually got you know, win and feel good about ourselves, and then take all day Saturday really off, and then get going again Sunday. And yeah, as I told the team, they're going to push us Sunday. They're going to come at us. You know, they certainly aren't happy with what happened on Friday afternoon, and you know, they're a championship type team, and we better be ready. I don't know if anybody listened to me because
they jump out to a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, they came out and, you know, Shiger and Hughes, you know, their top line wanted to play Sunday more so than they did maybe Friday. And so they came out and you could just tell from the initial drop of the puck that they weren't happy with their effort on Friday. And they came at us real hard the first period. And you know, they got a couple nice goals. We got down 2-0, and, you know, I go into the first, between the first and second period, I go in the locker room and it's like, you know what the best thing about that period was? And everybody's looking at me and it's like, it's over. And so now we have a choice to make. Now, are we going to go out and play the same way? Or are we going to actually engage and start to maybe want the puck a little bit more than we did in the first 20 minutes? And so we came out in the second period and sort of flipped the coin, and we played really well the second period. I think we had 18 or 19 yeah. shots. We ended up scoring a couple goals. Woz made a couple great plays, especially your second one, a nice goal, and we got ourselves back in the hockey game. So now it becomes a 20-minute game, and if you're a college hockey women's fan, the third period was entertaining.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was entertaining. Back and forth you yep. went. You take the lead, they respond. You take the lead, they respond. And eventually you go to overtime, 3-on-3. Each team got a point for making it through regulation. So the 3-on-3 overtime, or if you get to a shootout, you get the extra point in the standings. And to no surprise, Darryl Watt sets up the game winner to Casey O'Brien about a minute into overtime. I mean, watching 3-on-3 at the NHL level, collegiate level, it's fun to watch. And when you have Watts and O'Brien on the ice together, yeah. that's fun to watch.
It is. And, you know, 3-on-3 presents an opportunity. If you win the faceoff off the drop of the puck, now you have puck possession. And 3-on-3 is so much about puck possession and looking for this opportunity to either create a turnover, get the puck back, and try to get an outnumbered situation. So as Duluth was bringing it up the ice after winning the faceoff, you know, we were able to do that. Darryl was able to create a turnover. One of their players slips, and all of a sudden, you know, within a split second, you have this 2-on-1. And so as they're coming down the ice, you know, is she going to shoot the puck? Is she going to pass?
Right.
And you know, their girl defenseman goes down, and you know, Darryl was able to throw a flip pass over. It was wobbly, so I didn't know if it was going to land flat or if Casey was going to be able to hand it, but she, you know, boom, timed it well. And before you blinked your eyes, it was over. And so a great response. So what I take away from that game is a couple things. One, you're down 2-0 after the first period. You don't play real well. What kind of response? It's early in the year, middle of October. What kind of response are we going to get from our team? And I was very pleased and very proud of the way we responded. And then some things in this third period where, as a coach, you can take away and really teach your team. So if you're up 3-2, how do you play in the third period? If you get up 4-3 and you got 7 minutes to go, what are the important things? What are the necessary things? So in October, those are lessons that we can learn. And down the road, as we get into January and February, those games can be really helpful. And so the only thing that I take away from the third period is we made the one mistake of getting too many players on the ice. And I right. couldn't quite understand it, because from my viewpoint, I'm looking down to my right, which I can see a lot of the ice, and the back referee, who's down by the Zamboni door near the boards, is calling us for too many men on the ice. And I'm like, why is he calling it? And unbeknownst to me, you know, our player had been on the ice, and, you know, player came on off the bench onto the ice when our player was still out there. And so just a miscommunication and a misnumber read, and all of a sudden, you know, you're down, you know, killing a power play with 3.5 minutes to go, and, you know, Chiguer for them, you know, makes a great shot
right,
and ties the game. But again, it's, you look back on it, and it's really good learning points for our team in the early part of the season.
Yeah, nice bus ride home for the Badgers after taking 5 of 6 points in Duluth. Wisconsin back home to take on Ohio State. Number one meets number two at Laban Arena this weekend. More with Mark Johnson coming up. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Get your COVID-19 and flu vaccines at your local Hy-Vee pharmacy. It's easy, convenient, and there's no appointment necessary. And when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you get a 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver reward. That's right, get a 20-cent Fuel Saver reward when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, you can save time and even schedule an appointment in advance at Hy-Vee.com/my-pharmacy. Hy-Vee is here to help you stay healthy. Get vaccinated against COVID-19 and the flu at Hy-Vee today.
You're a proud Wisconsin Badger hockey fan. Get to Kohl's and show your pride with official Badger game day gear for the whole family. Kohl's has the best selection of Badger jerseys, sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, and so much more, all at great Kohl's prices. Save even more with Kohl's Cash, only at Kohl's. Shop in-store or anytime at Kohl's.com. Kohl's is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. At Kohl's, when you're a fan, you're family. Go Badgers!
So the Wisconsin women 8-0 this season, 4-0 in the WCHA. And to get those points last weekend, shorthanded, Mark, you didn't have Marianne Picard, a freshman forward, didn't have Maddie Posick, one of your super seniors. You didn't have Kendra Neely, a defenseman who transferred in because of injuries. You made your way through, but you and I talked about it. You only have 21 players to start the season, 18 skaters. Any injuries, you know, they could add up quickly because of the few players you have. So where do you stand right now?
Well, and then, you know, Picard, injury and is most likely going to miss the rest of the season. So, you know, that's a, you know, punch right in the gut for everybody, especially for her. Not having played any hockey games last year, right. Coming as a freshman, all excited, and after, you know, 6 games doing really well and getting your feet wet and comfortable. But, you know, she'll be out the year. So we'll make some adjustments. We'll do some things here in the next 2 or 3 days to maybe add a player. Mm-hmm. If we can, and then go from there. But as you well know, you can't control your injuries, and they're going to happen. That's why I give our players a lot of credit this past weekend. you know, I had a red line of five, I had a white line of five, and I had a blue line of five, and it's like, okay, let's go play. And so the bus was a little less occupied. The bench was certainly less occupied. But as a player, you get into a rhythm. And, you know, players will tell you, you know, they prefer to be in a rhythm of a game and, you know, going out, not having a lot of penalties called either way. You get into a flow. And, you know, for a lot of the weekend, we were able to do that. So where we have to control ourselves is like today in practice, where you have to manage it. Your kids are going to be a little banged up. They're going to be tired. You don't have a lot of bodies out there practicing. So you really have to be smart on how you practice and what you're doing in practice to keep people fresh.
Yeah, and keep them focused on the task at hand. You've got Ohio State coming to town. While Wisconsin's outscored its opponents 47-6 this season, the Buckeyes are 6-0. They've outscored their opponents 28-5. Their penalty kill's perfect. If I read right, the Buckeyes' power play is clicking at 71%. Jenna Buglione, Jennifer Gardner, two very good forwards for Ohio State. Claire DeGeorge, a transfer portal, went from Bemidji State to Ohio State. She's a grad transfer. Andrea Brandley is still their goaltender. They lost some key players, Emma Malte and Tatum Skaggs, among others. But 1-2, you've done this before, where you've either been 1 or 2 facing 1 or 2. Yeah. This is going to be fun this weekend.
It is. I mean, the last probably 3 or 4 years, our games against Ohio State have been good. They've been very competitive. We've seen overtimes. We've seen them come in here and play really well against us and beat us. We've gone down there and done the same thing. We played in the Nationals semifinal games last year, and we played in overtime for our playoff championship. So that creates rivalries. So it's been a good rivalry. She added a bunch of players, as you mentioned. They got a defenseman from Clarkson. They got a defenseman from Boston College. Mm-hmm. They got 2 or 3 players from Robert Morris, who dropped their team earlier this summer. And then you got Claire DeGeorge from Bemidji, who was their best player. And so they've added some pieces. I'm sure as the season goes along, those kids.
Hey, uh-oh. Uh-oh, we might have to fine Coach Johnson for having his phone active.
There it is. That's, yep, I'll take the fine. I usually turn it off, so my apologies. But again, the game Sunday will be on the Big Ten Network, yeah. So people around the country will be able to watch it. Saturday will be a high-energy game. We know what they'll do. They'll come at us hard. They like to get the puck in the offensive zone. They like to forecheck with 5 people, create turnovers, and so... we need to be ready for that, and I'm sure our players look forward to that challenge.
I would think the crowd would be a factor, too. Both
crowd will help out, yeah. And so that's a big positive playing at home, because we didn't have them last year. And, the couple games we've played so far at home, it's just fun. It's enjoyable. It just makes the game have so much more meaning. 6 of our 8 games have been on the road this year. Last year, we only played 6 home games. hopefully, we get a string of home games. But when you play Ohio State or you play Minnesota, you play Duluth, you play some of these top teams in their respected leagues, especially early in the season. I remember one year we played Duluth, our opening series at the Kohl's Center here, yep. And they were number 1, I think, and we were number whatever. But at the end of those weekends, you really can find out about your team. Individual players you find out about, more importantly, what your team needs to do to elevate themselves. So, it's Monday when I come back into the office and look at both of our games from this past weekend, there'll be things that we need to do better. And so next Monday, you start doing those things. But the games present those opportunities because we learn about ourselves. And to me, that's the most important part, especially early in the season.
Yeah, well, looking forward to it. Wisconsin and Ohio State Saturday at 2 o'clock, Sunday at 3 o'clock. Sunday's game on the Big Ten Network, as Mark mentioned. Best of luck. Have fun against the Buckeyes.
Thank you.
Sure, that's Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson. And we'll wrap up the Wisconsin Hockey Hour in just a few moments here from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. Achieving a dream takes time. And drive, and it doesn't happen overnight. Making a decision to go after that dream, well, that's what life is all about. Ignoring words like no and can't, well, that only makes you stronger. For all of you still pushing towards your dreams, we salute you. Visit clarybuilding.com today and see the dreams we have been building since 1978.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin,
so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go is mealtime made easy. Just order delicious meals online for convenient curbside pickup or have it delivered. Want breakfast? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Need lunch? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Doing dinner? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Get pancakes, burgers, fried chicken, lasagna, Hai Chai Asian dishes, sushi, pizza, and more. If you're craving it, Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go has it with curbside pickup or delivery. Order today at Hy-Vee.com/mealtime.
You're a proud Wisconsin Badger hockey fan. Get to Kohl's and show your pride with official Badger game day gear for the whole family. Kohl's has the best selection of Badger jerseys, sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, and so much more, all at great Kohl's prices. Save even more with Kohl's Cash, only at Kohl's. Shop in-store or anytime at Kohl's.com. Kohl's is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. At Kohl's, when you're a fan, you're family. Go Badgers!
Well, I'd like to thank Tony Granato and Mark Johnson for joining us today. Again, Tony Granato's Wisconsin Badgers head to St. Cloud, Minnesota, the Herb Brooks National Ice Center, to take on third-ranked St. Cloud State. Friday night, the puck drops at 7:30, pregame at 7 o'clock. And then Saturday night, it's a 6 o'clock faceoff with pregame at 5:30. Paul Capobianco and I will have the call on the Badger Sports Network of Wisconsin and St. Cloud State Friday and Saturday. And then Saturday and Sunday at LeBron Arena, it's the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team against second-ranked Ohio State. Saturday's game starts at 2 o'clock. Sunday's game at 3 o'clock. Both games on the radio in Madison on the Big 1070, Fox Sports 1070, the game. Or you can watch Sunday's game on the Big 10 Network. Good to see Big 10 Network stepping up and carrying some Wisconsin, or carrying women's college hockey, I should say. Well, my thanks also to Dave McCann, who does all the right things here running the board for us and getting the show.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Odyssey Greek Yogurt, made in Wisconsin, for Wisconsin. And by the Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, building Wisconsin together.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.